This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the Taste of Home magazine and from the Food Network magazine, the October-November issues. And we're going to focus on holiday sidekicks, those side dishes that you want to use for any of those holiday celebrations. So we'll start in the Taste of Home magazine. And the first recipe is a potato recipe. That is called Creamy Make Ahead Mashed Potatoes. This is a big one. This is a 10 serving recipe. So if you're having a lot of family and friends in as guests, you might want to think about this one. Joanne from Damonsville, Illinois says, my recipe takes mashed potatoes to the next level with a savory topping of cheese, onions, and bacon. Now, this 10-serving recipe will use, of course, in addition to the potatoes that have been peeled and cubed, some softened cream cheese, sour cream, butter, 2% milk, onion powder, salt, garlic powder, pepper, and some optional shredded cheddar cheese, crumbled cooked bacon, and chopped green onions. Specific amounts, 3 pounds of potatoes. That's about 9 medium-sized potatoes, peeled and cubed. 8 ounces of cream cheese softened. 1/2 cup of sour cream. 1/2 cup of butter cubed. 1/4 cup of 2% milk. 1 1/2 teaspoons of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Place the potatoes in a Dutch oven, cover with water, bring to a boil. Reduce the heat, cook uncovered 10 to 15 minutes or until tender. Drain the potatoes and return to the pan. Mash the potatoes, gradually adding the cream cheese, sour cream, and butter. Stir in the milk and seasonings. Transfer to a greased 13-by-9-inch baking dish. If desired, sprinkle with cheese and bacon. Refrigerate covered up to 2 days. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Remove the potatoes from the refrigerator and let stand while the oven heats. Bake covered 30 minutes. Uncover, bake 10 minutes longer or until heated through. And if desired, sprinkle with a green onion. 3/4 cup of these potatoes is 354 calories. There are 20 grams of fat, 12 of them are saturated, 56 milligrams of cholesterol, 400 milligrams of sodium, 40 grams of carbs, 3 grams of sugar, 5 grams of fiber, and 7 grams of protein. Now, quick review of those ingredients. That's 3 pounds of potatoes, 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup each of sour cream and butter cubed, 1/4 cup of 2% milk, 1 1/2 teaspoons of onion powder, 1 teaspoon each of salt and garlic powder, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. And don't forget those optional ingredients you may want to go along with it. Some shredded cheddar cheese, some crumbled cooked bacon, and chopped green onions, all sprinkled on the top. Now there's a little tater tip at the bottom of this recipe that says potatoes with a medium to high starch content are the best for mashing. Our top choices are Yukon Gold and Russet potatoes. Save the waxy potatoes, think red potatoes and fingerlings, for boiling and roasting. So you want those choice Yukon Golds for these special mashed potatoes. Now we'll turn to some other recipes in this same magazine that are sides, and of course one that we all think of when we think of Thanksgiving is mushroom stuffing. Or stuffing of some kind, especially if you're serving a turkey. And so here is Katie Traitow's recipe for mushroom stuffing. She's from Waverly, Iowa, and she says, I first tried this stuffing a few years ago, and it fast became our family's favorite. Her recipe will make 13 cups. You'll need bacon, celery ribs, onion, fresh mushrooms, rubbed sage, salt and pepper, cornbread stuffing, that's a package of it, chopped celery leaves, minced fresh parsley, large eggs, chicken broth, and butter. Now these are the specific amounts. 4 bacon strips diced, 4 celery ribs chopped, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 pound of fresh mushrooms chopped, 1 teaspoon of rubbed sage, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1 16-ounce package of cornbread stuffing, 1/2 cup of chopped celery leaves, 2 tablespoons of minced fresh parsley, 4 large eggs lightly beaten, 2 1/2 cups of chicken broth, and 1 tablespoon of butter. In a large skillet, cook the bacon until crisp. Remove with a slotted spoon to paper towel. Drain, reserving 2 tablespoons of the drippings. Saute the celery and onion in the drippings until tender. Add mushrooms, sage, salt, and pepper. Cook and stir for 5 minutes. Remove from the heat. Stir in the stuffing, celery leaves, parsley, and bacon. Combine the eggs and broth and stir into the stuffing mixture. Spread in a greased 13-by-9-inch baking dish. The dish will be full. Dot with butter, cover and bake at 350 degrees until a thermometer reads 165 degrees, about 30 minutes. Uncover and bake 10 minutes longer or until lightly browned. Now, 1 cup of the mushroom stuffing equals 235 calories. There are 9 grams of fat, 3 of them are saturated, 75 milligrams of cholesterol, 764 milligrams of sodium, 30 grams of carbs, 3 grams of sugar, 3 grams of fiber, 7 grams of protein. Now, a review of the ingredients. 4 bacon strips diced, 4 celery ribs chopped, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 pound of fresh mushroom chopped, 1 teaspoon of rubbed sage, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1 16-ounce package of cornbread stuffing, 1/2 cup of chopped celery leaves, 2 tablespoons of minced fresh parsley, 4 large eggs beaten, 2 1/2 cups of chicken broth, and 1 tablespoon of butter. Now, in addition to potatoes, there are always other things that folks like to fix for side dishes for this wonderful meal. For those of you who like Harvard beets, here's a recipe from Stella Quaid of Carthage, Missouri, and she titles them Quick Harvard Beets. She says, we grow beets in our own garden, and they're so good in this recipe. They have such a nice flavor and are very pretty when served. The beet recipe uses sliced raw beets or canned sliced beets, sugar, all-purpose flour, white vinegar, salt, and butter. The specific amounts for 6 servings of quick Harvard beets: 3 cups of sliced raw beets or 2 cans of 16 ounces each of sliced beets. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 tablespoon of all-purpose flour. 1/2 cup of white vinegar. 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoons of butter. In a saucepan, place the raw beets and enough water to cover. Cook until tender, 15 to 20 minutes. Drain, reserving 1/4 cup of liquid. If using canned beets, drain and reserve 1/4 cup of juice. In another saucepan, combine the sugar, flour, vinegar, and reserved beet juice. Cook over low heat until thickened. Stir in the beets, salt, and butter. Simmer for 10 minutes. 1/2 cup is equal to 133 calories. There are 4 grams of fat, 2 of them are saturated, 10 milligrams of cholesterol, 280 milligrams of sodium, 24 grams of carbs. That's 21 grams of sugar and 2 grams of fiber, and there is 1 gram of protein. So, review of the ingredients: quick Harvard beets, 3 cups sliced raw beets or 2 16-ounce cans of sliced beets, 1/2 cup sugar, 1 tablespoon all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup white vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 2 tablespoons of butter. Now, another side dish you might like to consider is the Sicilian Brussels sprouts. Marshall Gillett of Yukon, Oklahoma says, "I love to make this dish because the flavors jumping around in your mouth keep you coming back bite after bite." Her recipe, it's 12 servings, uses pancetta, fresh Brussels sprouts, capers, olive oil, champagne vinegar, lemon juice, salt, pepper, golden raisins, toasted pine nuts, and lemon zest. Specific amounts: 12 ounces of pancetta diced, 2 pounds of fresh Brussels sprouts halved, 2 tablespoons of capers drained, 1/4 cup of olive oil, 3 tablespoons of champagne vinegar, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 3/4 cup of golden raisins, 1/2 cup of pine nuts toasted, and 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest. In a large cast iron skillet or other oven-proof skillet, cook the pancetta over medium heat until browned. Remove to paper towels with a slotted spoon. Add the Brussels sprouts to the pan. Cook and stir until lightly browned. Remove from the heat. Stir in the capers, oil, vinegar, lemon juice, salt, and pepper. Bake uncovered at 350 degrees until caramelized, stirring occasionally 15 to 20 minutes. Add the raisins, pine nuts, lemon zest, and pancetta. Toss to coat. Now, 3/4 cup is equal to 235 calories. That's 17 grams of fat, 4 of them are saturated, 23 milligrams of cholesterol, 723 milligrams of sodium, 15 grams of carbs. That's 8 grams of sugar, 4 grams of fiber, and there are 9 grams of protein. Now, a quick review of the Sicilian Brussels sprout recipe: 12 ounces of pancetta diced, 2 pounds of fresh Brussels sprouts halved, 2 teaspoons of capers drained, 1/4 cup olive oil, 3 tablespoons champagne vinegar, 1 teaspoon lemon juice. There is a 1/4 teaspoon ingredient of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 3/4 cup of golden raisins, 1/2 cup of pine nuts toasted, and 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest. Now, there's a little pointer about the capers offered here with this recipe. It reads, capers are brined in vinegar or packed in coarse salt for preservation. It's best to rinse them before using. Now we'll turn to a recipe for special creamed corn. This is from Deb Hauptmann of Mohattan, Pennsylvania. She says, this side has earned a permanent place on our special occasion menus. While my whole family loves it, my son would be especially disappointed if I forgot to include the corn dish. 8-serving recipe. It'll use butter, all-purpose flour, heavy whipping cream, whole milk, sugar, salt, white pepper, frozen corn thawed, and grated Parmesan cheese. Specific amounts. 1/3 cup butter. 1/3 cup all-purpose flour. 1 cup of heavy whipping cream. 1 cup of whole milk. 1/4 cup of sugar. 1 teaspoon salt. A dash of white pepper. 5 cups of frozen corn thawed. 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. In a saucepan, melt the butter over medium heat. Stir in the flour until smooth. Gradually add the cream, milk, sugar, salt, and pepper. Bring to a boil. Boil and stir for 2 minutes. Add the corn and heat through. Transfer to an ungreased 1 1/2 quart broiler-proof dish. Sprinkle with Parmesan cheese. Broil 5 inches from the heat for 3 to 5 minutes or until lightly browned and bubbly. Now, 2/3 cup of the special creamed corn is equal to 317 calories. There are 21 grams of fat. 13 of them are saturated. 59 milligrams of cholesterol. 425 milligrams of sodium. 31 grams of carbs. That's 11 grams of sugar, 2 grams of fiber, and 6 grams of protein. A review of the special cream of corn recipe ingredients. 1/3 cup butter. 1/3 cup all-purpose flour. 1 cup of heavy whipping cream. 1 cup whole milk. 1/4 cup sugar. 1 teaspoon salt. A dash of white pepper, 5 cups of frozen corn thawed, and 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese. Now, for the holiday dinner such as Thanksgiving or Christmas, cranberries are often one of the ingredients that always show up in those meals. Here's a recipe for a pomegranate pear cranberry sauce from the Food Network magazine, the October-November issue. It uses cranberries, sugar, pomegranate juice, a Bosch pear, dried pears, and ground allspice, as well as a bit of kosher salt. Now, the specific ingredients for 6 to 8 servings. 1 pound of cranberries, thawed if frozen. 1 cup of sugar. 1 cup of pomegranate juice. 1 medium Bosch pear, peeled and cut into 1/4 inch pieces. 1 cup of chopped dried pears. 1/4 teaspoon of ground allspice. Kosher salt. Combine the cranberries, sugar, pomegranate juice, fresh pear, dried pears, allspice, and 1/4 teaspoon salt in a medium saucepan. Bring to a boil over medium-high heat, then reduce the heat to maintain a steady simmer and cook until the berries burst and the sauce thickens 10 to 12 minutes. Remove from the heat, Transfer the sauce to a bowl and refrigerate until completely cool before serving. So again, the ingredients for the pomegranate pear cranberry sauce: 1 pound of cranberries thawed if frozen, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of pomegranate juice, 1 medium box pear and peeled and cut into 1/4 inch pieces, 1 cup of chopped dried pears, 1/4 teaspoon of ground allspice, and some kosher salt. Finally, from the October-November Food Network magazine, here's a recipe. It comes under healthy sides. It's roast carrots with dates. And this recipe, in addition to the carrots and the dates, uses red onion, olive oil, kosher salt, ground coriander, honey, and sherry vinegar. And you will need these amounts. 1.5 pounds of carrots. 1 sliced red onion. 3 tablespoons of olive oil. 3/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. And 3/4 teaspoon of ground coriander. 3 tablespoons of honey. 3 tablespoons of sherry vinegar. 4 chopped pitted dates. Have 1.5 pounds of carrots lengthwise, then cut into pieces. Toss with 1 sliced red onion, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, and 3/4 teaspoon each of kosher salt and ground coriander. Roast on a preheated baking sheet at 450 degrees until tender, about 25 minutes. Cook 3 tablespoons each of honey and sherry vinegar. So you need 3 tablespoons honey, 3 tablespoons sherry vinegar, with 4 chopped pitted dates over medium heat until syrupy. That's about 5 minutes. Spoon over the vegetables. So the roasted carrots and dates, 1.5 pounds of carrots, 1 sliced red onion, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 3/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 3/4 teaspoon of ground coriander, 3 tablespoons of honey, 3 tablespoons of sherry vinegar, 4 chopped pitted dates. Finally, from the Food Network magazine, this October-November 2024 issue, and it's considered the Thanksgiving edition, there's a little section called Burning Questions, Our Food Experts Take on Some Tough Topics. And the first is, if you are asking, should I rinse my turkey before roasting? They say, no way. You never need to rinse your bird, even if it's brined, and rinsing can actually spread germs in your sink and around the kitchen. The best way to prep the turkey is to pat it dry with paper towels. The drier the skin, the crisper it will get. Then make sure you cook it to the right temperature, 165 degrees, so it's safe to eat. Now, secondly, you might be asking, can I keep side dishes outside, meaning out in the colder weather, if I run out of fridge space? Not a good idea, they say. Even if Thanksgiving Day is chilly, you risk the sun heating your food above 40 degrees if you keep it outside for more than 2 hours. Plus, you may be welcoming animals. Instead, stash the overflow food in a cooler filled with ice. And you might be asking, do I have to peel apples for a pie? Well, they say it's up to you. We always peel apples for pie in the test kitchen. The filling turns out more tender and uniform. If you don't mind a little texture in your pie, leave the peel on. Just be sure to use thin-skinned apples like Gala, Honeycrisp, or Golden Delicious. Granny Smiths have a tough skin that might not be appealing in a pie. And finally, can I make mashed potatoes in a blender or food processor? And they say, no. This may sound like a time saver, but we don't recommend it. Pureeing potatoes releases too much starch, which results in a gluey, gummy mash. One exception, sweet potatoes. They're lower in starch and they're finer to puree. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Barbara, with the Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I wish for you a wonderful day.